We are reading in Zohar for All, in the introduction to the Zohar, part 1, article the Shoshana, the rose, item D. We'll read Nitzanim, yes.
I don't understand what's going on because I didn't print that. It's a part called Nitzanim, yes or not? The buds. Does he know what to read or not? Well, if you know, why don't you read?
It turns out to be page 7 in the book, in item 1 above. 1. The name Membet of Atzilut, which is called the form, really, in that all of forms are built from it, and it is the Dalet of Havaya, which is simply the 7 letters of Havaya of Milui, and the 8 letters of the fulfillment of fulfillment, which are together Membet Otiot. 2. The name Membet of the Maaseh Bereshit, which are the 7 days of Bereshit, which are Zon of Atzilut, which have Lamed Bet Elokim and 10 Mamarot, and they are together Membet 42. Clarification.
Meaning we see that he counts twice the name Membet. First, what comes to us from Galgal to Absag, the system that passes the light to all the worlds, all the souls, yes? And the name Membet, which is already in Zon d'Atzilut, the lower system from all the worlds that passes already in practice the lights to the souls. There, too, is the name Membet, 42, above the general taboo of Galgalta, and here, too, the name Membet in Zon d'Atzilut, above the Parsa.
Explanation, because the lights receive above the Parsa until the Yesodot of Abba Ve'ima, Upper Abba Ve'ima, which is above the Chazeh, and there the Rosh of Arichanpin, which is Keter, and Upper Abba Ve'ima, which are Chochmah and Bina, which are called the name Membet de Atzilut,
Gar de Atzilut,
where all the names of Membet are coming from it, and they hint at simple Havaya, Keter, and Havaya in its fullest, Chochmah, and the Havaya of the fulfillment of the fulfillment, Bina, and Abba Ve'ima, the pure Avir in Abba Ve'ima is the name Membet, 42.
Meaning it doesn't take from Galgal to Absag, where the source is, rather from Chochmah Bina, the Keter Chochmah Bina of Atzilut, meaning Rosh Darchanpin is Kitran Mochastima, and Bina that emerged outwardly and is in the Gaon up to the Chazed El Ziranpin, there is where all the lights are. That's where the name Membet 42 is.
However, Zon, which are the 7 days of creation, cannot receive anything from the name Membet because they are below the Parsa at the Chazeh of Arichanpin. They are the lower water, devoid of Gar, and receive from Yeshsut, whose air is not pure air. And they cannot receive from the Upper Abba Ve'ima, which are the name Membet, because the Parsa separates between them. However, when the lower ones raise man, and mud is drawn from Absag de'ak, this illumination brings Bina back to Rosh de Arichanpin, at which time Yeshsut receive illumination of Chochmah and impart to Zon and then Zon are as above the Parsa de Chazed de Arechanpin, and they too receive pure air from the upper Abba Ve'ima. Then Zon too are discerned as the name Membet.
Read once more, please, that part.
However, when the lower ones raise man, and mud is drawn from Absag De'ak, this illumination brings Bina back to Rosh De'arichanpin, at which time Yesud receive illumination of Chochmah and impart to Zon, and then Zon are as above the Parsa De'chazeh De'arichanpin, and they too receive pure air from upper Abba Ve'ima. Then Zon too are discerned as the name Membet.
Mm-hmm.
For this reason, 42 Membet of Zon in Lamed Bet Elokim, 32 Elokim, and 10 utterances implied there, which make up Membet together in Gematria. This is so because the 32, the Lamed Bet Elokim, is Yesut, when they rise to the Rosh, receiving illumination of Chochmah from the 32 paths of Chochmah, since the 32 paths of Chochmah make 32 names of Elokim in Yesut, which are 32 times the name Elokim mentioned in the act of creation. And 10 utterances are 5 chasadim. However, when Zon received the illumination of Chochmah from the 32 Elokim, the 5 chasadim that they receive, which come from upper Abba Ve'ima, and the pure air, which is the name Membet, 42, considered upper water. It follows that the 5 chasadim from Zon did not become Membet, 42, there before they received from the 32 Elokim. Hence, the implication that 32 Elokim with 10 utterances together are 42 in Gematria.
32 plus 10 is 42, yeah? That's clear. Meaning everything occurs by the man. In plain words, everything occurred by raising man. Man raised to Yesut. Yesut, the man of Abba and Ima. Israel Saba and Tvuna raised to Abba and Ima. Just as Zon, the demand of them, also bestow upon them Ziranpin and Malchut. This is how everything, everyone in his direction. Males, Zecharim on the right side, female, Nekevot on the left line, this is how they ascend. And then the man from Gar Vatzilut, which ascend to Upper Abba and Ima, and their Gar Datzilut, Abba and Ima Ilayin, then joins into Rosh Darechanpin. They have unlocked to receive Chochmah, and then Rosh Darechanpin, being Rosh Datzilut, turns even to Absag Elyonim, the upper Absag, then upper name of Membet, the plain Havaya, fulfillment, Absag, and from there, through them, comes the light, and this is how it goes. Meaning always the system is the same system, however, it moves up and down and accordingly awakens until it raises the desire to Ein Sof and receive fulfillment from Ein Sof. That's it. And these actions, we call them by all kind of names, 32, 42, Bina, Ascent, from her place, etc. There's nothing special here. All in all, the second restriction applies, a raise or descent, and by that, correcting the parts of Malchut. Next.
And as the form of the covenant was sown in 42 Zivugim from the seed of Yesod de Zeranpin, the engraved and explicit name was sown in 42 letters of the act of creation. This is because the five lights of the words, let there be light, written in five letters in Hebrew, are five chasadim, where Yesod de Zeranpin imparts upon the Nukva, and they are called seed. That seed is the name 42, Membet, because although they are five chasadim, because there is illumination of Chochmah within them from the 32 Elokim de Yesud, they are regarded as the name Membet. It compares between the structure of Pratsuf Nukva in the name Membet and the seed of Yesod de Ziranpin. However, the engraving of the name Membet are 42 Membet letters from Bereshit in the beginning, through the bet in the word Bohu.
Meaning, all in all, he always compares it to the Torah, where to the place where it's not as a hint, rather as a software, where in that software called Torah, where we have those actions, that all the systems of the world of Atzilut are divided the way they are divided into, how shall I put it, into systems or subsystems which caring for the katnut of the souls and the gadlut of the souls of the neshamot and the way they are from the broken souls, they begin to arrange something that will necessitate them to correct. Meaning, upon the broken souls being only in the desire to receive and in disconnection from the upper system, to bring them such, God Atzilut must bring them such forms of awakening so that the broken souls, being us, so that we will understand what do we truly need to do against the nature that rules us currently. And we would desire and be capable of doing supernatural actions. So for that, the system, for that reason, the system divides into above the parsa and below the parsa in order to allow us in small illuminations always provide us with the differences and the sensations of what can be in the vessels of bestowal, what could be in the vessels of reception. Meaning that the light that appears, that comes, developing us the attitude towards wholeness. And then we begin to care of belonging to where the spark take us and not where the vessels are taking us. The shame, the same short root of the shame, awakens and begin to aim us more and more towards bestowal. One is incapable of remaining a beast. Yes.
Avishai from Ramat Gan says, Rav, it's understood that the stemming down and the order of actions is determined from the upper to the lower and in return, but what's with the pace? Is that pace also determined, or can we change it? Can we change it through the intensity of the prayer?
The pace depends on the free choice. Whether a person attribute himself or connect himself to the mechanism that can activate him, can one decide that he has nothing of himself, that all his mightiness, all his heroism is in bowing his head and entering under external influence. And what will occur by the external influence, this is what he wants to be with him, to govern him, if he's willing for that. Yeah, there has to be despair that one cannot escape. Then, in such form, he is integrated with the environment, and by doing so, he saves himself time. Yeah, you asked about the pace. That's the rhythm, the pace depends on that. All right, let's continue. The second article that related to that is, well, first of all, we have to understand that the entire introduction of the Book of Zohar is one, although there is a division there into articles, hence the numbers are from one onwards, sequential through all the articles, meaning there's no such case that there is like a specific article, as if it could be on a different topic or a different angle, but it doesn't start from the letter Aleph. Rather, it starts the same, it continues the same numbering. So the buds, Nitzanim.
The flower buds. In the beginning, Rabbi Shimon started, "The flower buds have appeared on the earth. The time for pruning has arrived, and the voice of the total dove is heard in our land." The flower buds are the act of creation, have appeared on the earth on the third day, as it is written, "And the earth shall spring forth grass." The time for pruning has arrived is the fourth day, in which there was the pruning of the tyrants. This is why it is written about it, "Let there be light," without a vav, which is a curse. And the voice of the turtle dove is the fifth day, of which it is written, "Let the waters swarm to produce offspring." Is heard is the sixth day, of which it is written, "Let us make man, who is destined to put doing before hearing." In our land is the Sabbath, which is like the land of life, the next world. Explanation. The flower buds are the 6 days of the act of creation, Vak Chagat Nehi De Ziranpin, from which the 10 sfirot of Parzuf Nukva De Ziranpin are built. This is so because the Nukva has nothing of her own, and her whole construction is from what Ziranpin gives her. He interprets how the Nukva is built from the Vak De Ziranpin. He says, "Appeared on the earth on the third day," since the Nukva is called earth. The flower buds, Sfirot de Ziranpin, were received and appeared in the Nukva, who is called earth, on the third day of the act of creation. This was on the third day, Tiferet, since first she was emanated in the two great lights, and then she was equal to Tiferet de Ziranpin. It follows that she was emanated on the third day equally with Tiferet de Ziranpin, who is called the third day of the act of creation. Then they appeared on the earth, since that state did not exist in Nukva. Hence, they appeared on the earth, meaning that they appeared so once. Afterwards, the time for pruning has arrived. This is the fourth day on which there was the pruning of the tyrants, since on the fourth day, the moon, Nukva de Ziranpin, was diminished, as it was written that the moon complained and said, "Two kings cannot use the same crown." And the Creator told her, "Go diminish yourself." And then she descended into a point under Yesod de Ziranpin. Her bottom nine fell into Bria, and only her point of Keter remained in Atzilut, and she stood under the Yesod. And henceforth she is built by Netzach and Hod of Ziranpin. This is called pruning of the tyrants, since the diminution became a preparation and a receptacle for receiving mochin dechaya, and these mochin cut off all the klipot that cling to the nukva. Pruning means cutting off, and the tyrants are the external ones and the klipot that surround the rose. The voice of the turtle dove is the fifth day. The turtle dove is Netzach Dezeranpin. The voice of the turtle dove is Hod Dezeranpin, who receives from Hod that is included in Netzach Dezeranpin. For this reason, this reception is called the voice of the turtle dove.
Thus far, it's clear what is going on? A little bit. Nukva grows up to the height of Zeranpin, realizes she has no chassadim, no mercy, she's entirely vessels of reception. In Zeranpin there are chassadim, because she's from vessels of bestowal, as it comes from Bina. And then it turns out that she's entirely darkness. So what's the advantage of her being bigger? The more she grows, the more darkness she has. Hence she accuses. Hence, she must not grow in parallel with Zeranpin, rather below him. And should she grow below him, then she's capable of making it to corrections. And those corrections are according to the fourth day of creation, the accusation of the moon, and later on till reaching Shabbat, which is her entire correction. However, in order to reach the corrections, all the klipot, the shells that are gripping onto her, should be scrutinized, and to what extent, correspondingly to these shells, there are screens of protections that so that they will not disturb Nukva, cleave onto Zeranpin, in short, to do all her corrections. How is it done? Through what? By Mochin Dechaya. As Mochin Dechaya are the ones that are pruning all those that can, all those desires that can harm Nukva, and in such way prepare her for the couplings, zivugim. So Netzach and Hod, the Zeranpin, are active in that. So that Hod is Malchut de Zeranpin, receive from Hod that is integrated with Netzach. So that the more Malchut, well, pay attention to what's going on here. The more Malchut de Zeranpin, being Hod, can integrate in Netzach de Zeranpin, being Zeranpin in itself. Then that integration, Malchut de Zeranpin, with Zeranpin de Zeranpin, it enables Hod to receive from Netzach, meaning this is the turtle dove and this is the voice of the turtle dove, the Tor. And then what Malchut de Zeranpin can receive from Zeranpin, what Netzach can receive from the Hod, passes on to Yesod and to Malchut, meaning the true Nukva. And the true Nukva then, once receiving such lights, those lights entering her, and those lights work in her in such way that she too would relate Zeranpin as such. This is the this is the partsuf of Zeranpin. Yes, Chesed Gvura Tiferet Netzach Hod. This is the Yesod. What is Chesed? Keter. What is Gvura? What is Tiferet? Bina. Yes. What is Netzach? Zeranpin. What is Hod? It's Malchut. Yes. What is Yesod? All in all, the total, the sum total. Right? So now, they said the following. How is it called Netzach?
Tor.
Tor. Okay. And this is the Kol HaTor, the voice of the Tor. What does he say? As much as Malchut is integrated in Zeranpin, inside the Zeranpin itself, this is the Patsuf of Zeranpin itself. Yeah? So to the extent Malchut integrated with the Zeranpin, Netzach integrated in Hod, Hod can bestow upon Netzach. Yes, this is called the voice of the turtle dove, yeah? The replica of it, the extent of integration. And then what she bestow pass on to Yesod, and from Yesod, it's already bestowing upon the Patsuf of Malchut. Say, here stands the Patsuf of Malchut. The Patsuf of Malchut stand here and receive Malchut. When Malchut received the lights, as these lights coming from the integration of Netzach with Hod, these lights, once entering Malchut, the lights are Chochmah, it's the intellect, it's what activating me now, right? Because all in all, what's going on here with me here inside the Malchut? These are only Kelim, all in all, desires, but they don't know how to activate themselves, those desires. Once the light comes, it brings the Chochmah, the wisdom, the software, the operation. And then Malchut understands she needs to integrate with Zeranpin. She needs to be included, yeah, to integrate with Zeranpin, yeah, entirely, the entire Zeranpin. Receive from him, in return, the light of integration, and then in such manner she can correct herself. Not as the two great luminance, rather as the small luminance and the great luminance. Where does she take that from? She take it from what have happened here within Zeranpin, between Hod and Netzach. Meaning, the private mechanism of Zeranpin become the source for the right behavior between Zeranpin and Malchut themselves. Clear? As what occurred here, yes? When Hod turned to Netzach, and then Netzach bestowed the integration of Hod with Netzach, bestowed back upon Hod, that being passed on to Yesod, from Yesod to Malchut, the light that entered Malchut now is giving Malchut the understanding and the path how to exist correctly in order to fulfill herself with the lights, yes? As she constantly need to be included in Zeranpin, and to the extent she receives from Zeranpin, that will be passed on to her and will be her true light. The subsystem in the upper Partsuf, through which Bistol reaches the low one, accordingly the lower one begins to act. I explain something to a child. Within me, it's like a little system, yeah? And I explain to him that this way and that way he needs to behave and play, etc. In me, it's a small system, yeah? And I'm even clothed in him within the child, where I would match him, etc. However, once I pass him the wisdom, he grasps that by his entire degree, and then he take it upon himself and behave accordingly. So this is something ordinary. Meaning what happens between Netzach and Hod is Zeranpin. This is what will happen between Zeranpin and Malchut. because in general Malchut is a consequence of the Anpin. Did you read in the story? Where did Eve come from? Well, from the rib of the Anpin of Adam. All right, we'll continue.
Is heard is the sixth day. The voice of the turtle dove is received in the Nukva only through the sixth day, Yesod de Zeranpin, which includes Netzach and Hod, and imparts them upon the Nukva. It is heard to the Nukva only on the sixth day. The rule is that the Nukva receives only from the middle line of Zeranpin, which is Dat Tiferet Yesod, or from Dat, or from Tiferet, or from Yesod. It was said, let us make man, who is destined to put doing before hearing. Hearing is Bina, since seeing and hearing are Chochma and Bina. Doing is Malchut. In Tzimtzum Bet, the bottom hay rose to Nikvei Enayim, to associate her with Midat HaRachamim, the quality of mercy, Upper Bina. Yet Abba moved Ima outside, and Abba himself was established as male and female. This is so because Enayim is Abba, and through the ascent of the bottom hay to him, the Zivug of Rosh was established in the bottom hay, who is called Nikvei Enayim. And Ima, Bina, went because of that from Rosh to Guf. Thus, there are Keter and Chochma in Rosh de Arichanpin, and Bina went out to the Guf. It follows that doing the bottom hay, Malchut, comes before hearing, Bina.
Higher than Bina she is. Clear, right? She stands clearer than Bina. All right, you're looking at me like... If this is Rosh, hold on, once more. If this is Rosh Darichanpin, Keter, Chochma, and Bina emerged outward. Bina is hearing. What does he say? Niv. No, no, what he says. What does he say?
Saying hearing is Bina and Chochma is doing.
Yes?
So seeing, Chokhmah.
Hearing and doing. So the future of Adam is to hear ahead of, sight. Hold on. Oh, hold on. What am I doing? I'm confused today. So, sight, ra'iyah. Yes, ahead of hearing. All right, next. Were you? In the second restriction, read the line, the Malchut. In the second restriction, Lohei rose to Nikvei Naim to associate with the Midat HaRachamim, quality of mercy, Abba Bina, yet Abba moved him outside, and Abba himself was established as male and female. This is so because Einayim is Abba, through the ascent of the bottom hay to him, the Zivug of Rosh was established in the bottom hay. It is called Nikvei Naim. Yeah, we see Malchut rose to Abba, yes, to Chochma. And Ima Bina went because of that from Rosh to Guf. Yeah? To Guf. Thus, there are Keter Chochma in Rosh, there are Chanpin and Bina went out to the Guf. It follows that doing, Asiya, the bottom, hey, Malchut, comes before hearing Bina. Yeah? It precedes hearing. Being Bina, lower hay. Before Bina, since Abba was established in Nukva, who is called I, and the Nukva become like Abba, the second Sefirah of Keta. Meaning Nukva is here, as if Malchut, the Rosh Darichanpin.
Thus far, okay? Second restriction is talking about what occurred with the Archanpin, meaning Atzilut is the Olam, in which the second restriction already exists and does not cancel. In the world of Nikudim, there was the problem that second restriction was canceled and the first restriction was reestablished instead of second restriction. In the world of Atzilut, no, second restriction remains, Tzimtzum Bet, it exists and does not cancel. And only the Parsa can allow the possibility of ascending to those parts who match the system. That's very same system. From the ascent of Malchut to Nikveinaim, she was mitigated and become fit to rise and clothe upper Abba and Ima and receive Mochen Dechaya, like upper Ima. This is the meaning of, well, you read it.
This is the meaning of the moon being full. Hence, upon the giving of the Torah, Israel said first, "We shall do and we shall hear," putting doing before hearing. And by that they were rewarded with the reception of the Torah, since doing, Malchut, rose and clothed Upper Abba Ve'ima, and the Yovel, the 50th gate, appeared. This is why the hearing was in the sixth day, since on it the correction of putting doing before hearing was done, as at the time of the giving of the Torah. For this reason, on the Sabbath of Bereshit, Malchut became the land of the living, Upper Ima.
You're rushing. Well, conclude letter 5.
In our land is the Sabbath day, which is a sample of the land of the living. Upper Ima is called the land of the living. And through the giving of the sixth day, Nukva rose on the Sabbath day of the act of creation up to Upper Ima, and Nukva too became like the land of the living, since the lower one that rises to the upper one becomes like it.
Again, please, from the ascent of Malchut to Nikveinaim.
From the ascent of Malchut to Nikveinaim, she was mitigated there and became fit to rise and clothe Upper Abba Ve'ima and receive Mochin Dechaya like Upper Ima. This is the meaning of the moon being full. Hence, upon the giving of the Torah, Israel said first, "We shall do and we shall hear," putting doing before hearing, and by that they were rewarded with the reception of the Torah, since doing, Malchut, rose and clothed Upper Abba Ve'ima, and the Yovel, the 50th gate, appeared. This is why the hearing was in the sixth day, since on it the correction of putting doing before hearing was done, as at the time of the giving of the Torah. For this reason, on the Sabbath of Bereshit, Malchut became the land of the living, Upper Ima.
Well, this is what is said, the voice of the turtle dove was heard in our land, meaning she rose to a place where she can receive Mocha in the Shabbat. Yes.
Ray from Florida is asking, what does it mean, the second Sphira of Keter? It says that Nukva became like Abba, the second Sphira after Keter.
If she's integrated, she's under Abba and she's integrated in him, then Abba is the second Sephira of Keter or not? Abba is Chochmah. For the time being, we are reading. Like little kids who hear and do not understand what they're hearing about. But they hear, and then gradually to the extent that we want it to permeates, and we do not understand, to that extent it enters, it permeates through all kind of holes, to the extent that I want, I cancel myself, I'm nullified, I'm integrated with it, I'm surrendered to it, and accordingly it comes. The Torah cannot clothe in us through the intellect. As we are studying intellectually those things, as if canceling in us that sensation that we are not matching. We're not in match. The fact we're feeling inside that there's kind of an inner deformation that I'm incapable of understanding. What does he want from me, and what are they talking about? That's good. Meaning then it necessitates me, it obligates me to start doing something with myself. Meaning I'm willing to change in order for what it speaks about here will enter me, and whereby if we were to receive it in a way, well, like a science, yeah, everything is clear, one following the other, one thing following the other, it won't force us into changes. Hence, the fact that always during the studying of the Torah, and particularly, we feel that there is a gap between the degrees of where I am now and where he talked to me from, that it's a true gap. That I don't grasp, that I can't understand, I can't digest, that I can't be in it. It's kind of a confusion that not according to my form, as if I want to put a square, a cube into a circle, yeah, like the kids are trying to do forcefully, then it's actually good. This exertion is good. However, it needs to be slightly more. It needs to be slightly more correct, so that I need to change myself, not my intellect, my mind, rather myself, in order for it to enter me and would clothe in me and fulfill me. Thus, when it will happen effortlessly, without any intellectual effort. Without any intellectual effort, the Torah enters not according to the size of the intellect at all. Rather, one is totally dumb. He only know how to nullify if he change himself, so that Hod the Ziranpin bows to Netzach the Ziranpin and receive from it to the extent that she can integrate in him, and then in such manner all the light that is in him enter her. That's it. It's simple. We have no other choice. We must accordingly turn ourselves that way or spin ourselves that way. Next. We've been through it. Doesn't matter how much we integrated or not, permeated or not. The main thing is that these sensations, to what extent we're in line with it, we're matching it or not. Do not long for wisdom, rather for Torah.
Hey. 5. The flower buds are the patriarchs who entered in thought and entered the next world, Bina, and were hidden there. From there they came out in concealment and were hidden in the true prophets. Yosef was born and they hid in him. Yosef entered the Holy Land and erected them there, and then they appeared in the land and were revealed there. When are they seen? They appear when the rainbow appears in the world. And at that time, the time of pruning has arrived, the time to cut off the wicked from the world. Why were they saved? It was because the flower buds appeared on the earth. Had they not appeared already, they would not have remained in the world, and the world would not have existed. Explanation. The Zohar explains the attainment of Mochin de Chaya de Zeranpin itself. The flower buds relate to Chagat de Zeranpin, which are called the patriarchs. Lechi de Zeranpin are called sons. And they are two parts of him that divide on the Chazeh de Zeranpin, since Chagat are called the Great Zon, and Nehi are called the small Zon. Hence, the Zohar makes the precision of telling us that it is from the great Ziranpin, and this is why it said patriarchs. They are called flower buds, which means plantings, since they grow like plantings. First, their measure was as that of Nehi. Afterwards, in Yenika, they became Chagat. Then, in the first Gadlut, they became Chabad of Neshama, and in the second Gadlut, they became Chabad of Chaya. When it is said that they entered in a thought and entered the next world, Bina, it refers to the Ibur of Ziranpin, since during his Ibur he rises to Abba Ve'ima, who are called Thought and the next world. Abba is called Thought, and Ima is called the next world. And there is the beginning of the construction of Ziranpin, in three within three, which means that Chagat are clothed within Nehi. This is why it was said the plantings were as antennae of grasshoppers, uprooting from there and planting elsewhere and raising. The plantings are the patriarchs, Chagat, from their root. Through their ascent to Ibur into Chokhmah and Bina, when he plants them elsewhere, they obtain there the mitigated Malchut, which is fit for Mochin at the time of Gadlut. By that, they grew slowly in Ibur, then through Yenika, then through the first Gadlut, and finally through the second Gadlut. From there, they came out in concealment, where once Chagat received all the Mochin de Ibur, they are born and come out of Abba Ve'ima to their place below, and come out in concealment, since after their exit from Abba Ve'ima to their place, they still remained in concealment in diminished light. They were hidden in the true prophets, means that by obtaining Mochin de Yenika, the unique light was extended to Nehi de Ziranpin, the true prophets. Then Chagat expanded for them out of Nehi, and he obtained Vak. This is why they are still hidden, for they are still in concealment of Mochin de Rosh, and only have Nefesh Ruach. This is why it was said that they were hidden in the true prophets. They are Netzach and Hod, that they obtained through the Yenika. But they were hidden in them because their light disappeared and is no longer revealed. You should know that there is always an inverse relation between kelim and lights. This is so because in relation to the light of Chagat, meaning Ruach, is obtained through Yenika. In relation to the kelim of Netzach and Hod are obtained in Yenika, and the light of Nefesh that was in Chagat descends in them. Similarly, in Mochin de Gadlut, in relation to the lights, it is considered that the light of Chabad is obtained, and in relation to the Kelim, it is considered that they obtained the Kli of Yesod de Gadlut.
That's clear, yeah? The opposite value of lights and vessels. Yes? Next. The higher the light, the lower Kelim. You need the coarser Kelim.
Yosef was born, and they hid in him. After the completion of the Mochin de Yenika, Ziranpin rises for a second Ibur, for Mochin of the first Gadlut. Through these Mochin, his Chagat became Chabad and Rosh, and the Nehi that he acquired through the Yenika became Chagat for him. Then new Nehi was born to him, and they are called Nehi of Mochin de Gadlut. And those Nehi are called Yosef, who is Yesod de Gadlut, which includes Netzach and Hod de Gadlut. This is why it was said Yosef was born, meaning the Yesod de Gadlut. And they hid in him means that Chagat still does not have the complete lights of the Gadlut, and they are still in concealment. This is so because in the first Gadlut, he obtains only Mochin of Neshama, which are still regarded as Achoraim for Ziranpin. This is why he says that they hid in him, since they are still concealed.
We need to read, we need to open all our vessels of absorption, of reception, so they will just enter, although we do not understand and do not feel and cannot remember, and in general we have no sensation for it whatsoever. I want, like a kid, I want it to be. To be not in mind or hard to know, rather as it is to fill me up, to open the pipe so it would enter.
Yosef entered the Holy Land and established them there, because after Mochin of the first Gadlut, Ziranpin begins to receive Mochin of the second Gadlut, Mochin Lechaya. At that time, the Nukva is cut off from him and is built as a whole Partsuf in Mochin Lechaya. Then the Nukva is called the Holy Land, because the Mochin Lechaya is called holiness.
Let's try an exercise. Everyone think of integration, that integration between us, that the Zohar would permeate, would enter between us and fulfill us only under the condition that we'll be in integration, in inclusion.
Yosef, Yesod de Gadlut of Ziranpin, entered the Holy Land, the Nukva, Panim bepanim with Ziranpin at an equal level. And he established them in the Holy Land, since Mochin Lechaya, the light of Chochmah, are drawn out only in a Zivug of Zon as one, and remain only with the Nukva, because only by her are they drawn during the Zivug. And he erected them in her house, since the value of Ziranpin with respect to the Nukva is as the value of Upper Abaveima with respect to Yeshut. Hence, Mochin Lechaya, light of Chochmah, appears only in Nukva, which is considered Yeshut. Then they appeared on the earth and were revealed there. Now they have become sufficiently revealed in the quality of Gadlut, but until now they were regarded as hidden and concealed.
We, let's say, are capable of integrate in one another, say to the extent or the degree of 1 millimeter. Our father, our Abba, is in integration among everyone at a great measure. Let's say, well, let's not say limitlessly. So we need to be attracted to a certain degree like Abba, and to the extent we would resemble him, we will receive from him, and then accordingly we'll grow. And every time, more and more and more so. So what am I trying to say? The size between the Patsufim, between the degrees, it is the degree of integration, of being integrated with one another. And accordingly, we need to imagine the spiritual situation. We want to receive the lights. We're canceling ourselves, integrated among everyone. And then there is a vessel suitable, well, adjustable, in line with the upper light. Accordingly, we ascend and receive.
When are they seen? Zohar has already explained that they appear when Yosef entered the Holy Land, meaning at the time of the Zivug, and the place of disclosure is in the Nukva. Thus, why is he asking again, when are they seen? The thing is that even during the Zivug, there are two discernments. Hitkalelut, integration of the left in the right, and the five chasadim in the male, and hitkalilut, the integration of the right and the left, the five gvurot in the nukva. This is why he asks, why, when are they seen? During the hitkalilut, the integration of the right and the left, or during the integration, the hitkalilut of the left and the right? Answer. When the rainbow appears in the world, the rainbow is Yesod Deziranpin in the world, in Nukva. This is the Hitkalilut, the integration of the right and the left during the Zivug. As it is written, I have set my bow in the cloud. Only from that are the upper mochin extended, as then they appear from the Hitkalilut of the right and the left. And at that time, the time for pruning has arrived, a time to cut off the wicked from the world. When the wicked multiply in the world, there is much gripping to the klipot and the sitra achra because of them, as was at the time of the generation of the flood, for which the whole universe was wiped out. At that time, the people in the world have no other hope but through the disclosure of the upper mochin, mochin dechaya. And why were they saved? It is because the flower buds appeared. Why were the people of the world saved from extinction, as it happened at the time of the flood? It is because the flower buds appeared on the earth. This is so because disclosure of mochin dechaya removes the klipot from the land, malchut, and they can no longer grip to it, as it is written, and I will look upon it to remember the everlasting covenant. It was said, but if they were not already seen, they would not remain in the world. First, the Nukva is built with the two great lights, and she has an equal level with Ziranpin. However, she stands at the back of Ziranpin, which is why the moon complained that two kings cannot use the same crown. For this reason, these mochin are regarded as mochin de'achor, posterior mochin. They are called mochin devak de'nukva, which are mochin of her katnut from the beginning of her formation. And at that time, zon is regarded as small panim, small face, and they are called children, youths, and youngsters. However, once she is completed with these mochin, she returns to upper Abba Ve'ima for a second ibur, for a second conception, and then she is built as a great structure with mochin of panim bepanim, face to face with Ziranpin, and then they are called big panim, big face. It is known that there is no change or absence in the spiritual, and those mochin de'achor, called small panim, remain in her even at the time of mochin and gadlut. Moreover, the reason for the extension of the mochin de'chaya is primarily in the kelim of mochin de'achor, in the small panim. It was said, and if they were not seen, they would not remain in the world. In other words, if those flower buds had not been seen in the nukva from her katnut, in the construction of her achoraim, the mochin of haya would not have remained in her during the gadlut as well, since she would have no kelim in which to receive them.
Meaning the same great kelim that are revealed, although they need to be pruned and they need to be cared for so much in an unpleasant manner, but without that, later on, one cannot advance. Item 6.
Item 6. And who is the one who sustains the world and causes the patriarchs to appear? It is the voice of the children who engage, and for these children of the world is saved. It is in relation to them that it is written, we will make for you turtle doves of gold. These are the children, youths, and youngsters, as it is written, you shall make two chrubim of gold. Explanation. The children of the world are mochin de'achor, which is called small panim. Also, the children of the world, as well as children, youths, and youngsters, and the zivug in that state are called the voice of the children who engage in Torah.
As we spoke of the voice when Hod integrated with Netzach, yes, it's the voice of the turtle dove, accordingly here.
They are the turtle doves of gold, and they are the two chrubim, small panim, without which these mochin de chaya, which extend by the hitkalelut, the integration of right and left, would not be received in the nukva whatsoever. And who is the one who sustains the world at the time of proliferation of the klipot, who have the power to destroy the world as during the time of the flood?
To the shells, the klipot.
There is no hope except the drawing of mochin de chaya in the rainbow. By that the world will be saved. And who is the one who sustains and saves the world at that time, and causes the patriarchs who cause the disclosure of Chagat in Mochin de Rosh, when Chagat became Chabad of Haya, to appear? The voice of the children who engage in Torah causes that, the Mochin of Achor, which is the voice of the children and the turtle doves of gold.
Meaning all that was done, yes, everything was done by the right usage between the integration of Malchut and Zeranpin, or Netzach in Hod, Hod in Netzach, and also inside Zeranpin, Malchut Zeranpin, and also accordingly in Yisut, Abayanim Eilayin, meaning the system is similar in all the degrees, and he tells us about it in a way that, well, we need to grow accustomed to it. We need to accept it, and that's it. This way, through hearing, we will start feeling more and more what is happening. It's not the wise is the one who studies. The wise will know what is written, as the Jerusalem Kabbalists. They know what is written in each and every place. But to feel the things, you need to open oneself in a totally different manner. On the contrary, not to long to chokhmah, to wisdom, rather to absorb it like kids. They don't know what they receive. They simply open themselves up in a natural manner, out of faith, out of devotion to the adults. This is how they're doing it. They're dependent. Out of the dependency, they can absorb. Yes.
What does it mean for us who are not children to open ourselves?
Who's we?
All of us.
We mean not kids. You're even less than a child. A child is he who understands that he is a child, that he needs to nullify, that he has no other choice, that rather in such manner he absorbs that they are adults and he's a little one. You are less than a child. You haven't even reached that degree when you are capable or even willing to cancel yourself. Yes?
I meant that with children it's natural, with us it's not. So what's the difference?
So that's exactly the difference between us and children, that we need to turn ourselves into the same form, specifically, forcefully. Although with them it is natural. That's our whole choice. How am I doing that? By the environment. No?
I don't understand it. So if we're not saying through the environment, so what do I do in relation to the environment? Does the environment act, or do I need to do something?
If the environment would be working in your favor, you would be growing. Like now you're an animal. You belong to the animal part of creation. Still vegetative and animate. The animate, the animals. The speaking level is whoever can start studying from the upper world to the upper world. In order to study, you have to adapt yourself. And in order to do that, you have to integrate from the group, in the group, from friends. In that, you reach a state that you will have vessels that are open for reception, for fulfillment. Yeah.
So I'm asking, what is this action? I'm sitting now in the lesson and I want to incorporate myself, to open up myself. Should I ask for it, want it? What does it mean?
To demand, to want, to connect with their friends as one man and one heart, in mutual guarantee, to understand that none of us has the right vessel to perceive the spirituality, what the Zohar wants. It's like he's standing there with a hose that he wants to spill it into, but there's nowhere to, because the vessel has to be our mutual vessel. And when a man annuls towards his society and is integrated with the society, that vessel that comes from the integration is the vessel, that's his vessel, his soul. Or we learn that the entire soul is outside of a person, so try and come out of your skin and integrate in what is outside of you. That's where your vessels, that's where the lights of the soul. How? I don't know. Try. Like a baby, like a little child. He doesn't understand, he tries. I give you advice. The rest, all the stimulations, powers, impulses, whatever, that's what you need to receive from your friends already. Yes.
The student is asking, can you please elaborate and devote time for the approach of the study of the Zohar, or Tess and Zohar?
What Tess?
No, he says it seems that Tess and Zohar in our study here of the introduction of the book of Zohar are very similar.
No.
Take some time to explain?
No, that's incorrect. It's not similar at all. Thus, we study in a way that we want to know the system also. To know the system. And also, it's not like we say about Adam and Eve, that he knew her, that we open ourselves. But thus, we also want to really study, that we'll have discernments in the lives, and like intellectual cells, like I'm studying science. Not exactly like science, but I want to also understand the data. I must do that in order to have a language, to have here, I don't need anything. I just want to, I need to get excited. And as much as I'm integrated in this, good. If not, no, but I want to receive it all. I don't filter anything, nothing. Just like whatever he tells me, I receive it. That's it. Zohar brings it in the language of the Midrash. Good, Bala Sulam, that's the Kabbalah in there, that's good too. It's good that in that combination it enters me. So I have more letters or vessels. I have a few languages that in a parallel way are telling me about the same state. It could be the sparks, the rainbow, kolato, the gold and silver, lines, left, right, and middle. It can be 1,001 things, and it all comes from the same thing. Why is he telling me about this? He wants to bring me into this. You see this? You see this? You see this? It's actually, it's all from the same source. It all works from the same place. They're similar, these things. That means he wants to introduce me to as many discernments as possible that are similar in the spiritual world. And when I enter, I have to do it in a way like I'm just entering the world. don't filter the and put barriers in to let the text in. Just let the text in. I don't understand. That's all right. So what? As long as it enters. It's very important. That nullification is that's what gives the light reform you. It's all makif. That's it. It's not something that brings us intellect, but slowly, as it works, it starts playing with the vessels. We don't know how it does it. And sometimes maybe I get it some more, maybe less. Actions like this or like that. We're not aware when are we closer or when are we farther away. But in this way, just nullifying, and that's it. That teaches us to start appreciating the group, that with that group we can study what annulment is. And we talked about annulment, about the fetus a week or two ago. We kind of stopped in the last few days, but it doesn't mean that we already went through it and it's passed and disappeared, but it's always there. We have to learn in a group how to annul ourselves, and it'll help us absorbing the reforming light, because you have to annul towards the surrounding lights. There's nothing but that. And we learned what the Rabash was saying, that specifically the surrounding lights, when you're in nullification, they are the strongest. So appreciate that state as much as it's high and respectable and special. All of the spirituality comes into us in the measure that we annul. Because it's called conception. If I want something new, I have to be in conception and no other way but that. And if somebody has pride and all kinds of calculations, he stays outside of, doesn't have the ability to wash himself with the surrounding lights. Ol Makif, the surrounding light, can only work on whoever restricts himself. That's it. There's no other connection with the surrounding lights. If you want to be in them, no problem. Restrict yourself. Yeah. Boy.
What is there in the annulment and excitement from the Zohar that makes us appreciate the group?
Subduing. Yeah, subduing yourself. Just, it's a huge thing. If I don't understand, it's a great thing. The society has to influence me with that. They have to awaken me so much that I'll be like, in such inspiration. But even though I don't understand anything, just be inspired. See little children, how they... How do I say it? How they learn from each other. If somebody wants something, the other one wants it too. Take another toy. No, I want what you have. So they learn from each other. Their natural impulses, I wish we'd have something like that. You see, you give him the same thing. No, I don't want the same thing. I want his. For us, we're not jealous. It's a problem. It's a great problem. The group, the society, the environment has to bring man, give him that feeling annulment, annulling towards the surrounding lights, towards a reforming light. In that, you magnify it. You can magnify it till all in sof, as much as you're able to annul yourself. Yes.
So what should I be jealous of the friend that I want to take that I want to take what he has?
That they do have the ability to do it. And I don't. It has to be a mutual agreement, a mutual vibe that it's happening, that it's there. I have to integrate in it. I have to be afraid that I'm not integrated in this. If I, all in all, I'm in society, if I feel myself low and not worthy, not successful, that's good. Because with the correct preparation, that's what helps me cling on to them, at least in something, be close, to subjugate myself, to really see them as great. Because really, they are great. They don't even know it, but as much as I lower myself, I can see their inner layers. I see the spirituality that's in them. They don't even know it. But if I subjugate myself, I can discover it in them. And then I really see them as great. Everyone who flaws does it in his own flaws and the contrary. Yes?
So how do I come to the morning lesson every day more and more nullified?
Think about it. Just think about it. More and more. Just be careful that it doesn't, that it will give you forces and not throw you into despair. That you're happy that you can see such a thing. That you can receive something in your advancement on the path. Rabbi Yossi felt himself as tiny next to his students. Really. He had things to learn from them. Meaning, if you just want to be like children from the outside, just play with it a little, how they feel themselves. But when he enters there, inside the group, he sees how inside, how connected they are. He sees their future correction. And then, how can he let go of them? He already depends on them and not them and him. That's yes, Gershom.
Before, when we studied, he said, "Let's think now. How can we integrate with each other?" And when you explain our attitude towards the study, like a little one towards the adult, personally, it really helps me. And when you say, "Let's think that we integrate," I didn't know how to put into it my relationship towards the upper one. Where does the society, the group, fits in here? It really confused me.
The society? So through what do I turn to the upper one if not through the vessel of the society? I don't have my own vessels. I don't understand. I can't turn to the Creator if, well, unless I'm lying to myself. If I'm lying to myself, fine. I don't have anything to turn to him with. I only have a spark. And with that spark, if I don't use it correctly, to receive inspiration from the whole group, a deficiency from the whole group. But what does it mean, a deficiency from the whole group? It's I receive it. I receive the deficiency from the whole group. And then it turns out that it's my deficiency. But I've acquired it from the environment. Let's say that I am, I don't know, a colon in the body. So where's my vessel? The colon isn't my vessel. Colon, right? Yeah. Why? I need, in order to start living in spirituality, to receive deficiencies from the whole body as much as it needs me. And then I bring it to the light and tell it, here, correct it, so I can treat all the vessels, all the parts of my body, so I can have the correct attitude towards them, and give me power and give me the ability to behave correctly towards all of them. That is my man. That is called bestow on my side. If I'm not integrated in them and I can only do it through my point of the colon, so I can only deal with my deficiency that's in the whole system. That's what I scrutinize. And then I have something to rise with. And then I can say, here's what I want. I deserve it, the corrections, lights, knowledge, everything, because I have integrated with the whole body. I want to serve them. It's really in order to bestow. But if I don't integrate with them, what do I want to receive? I don't have the deficiency. The deficiency that is correct for bestow. The meaning, without integrating in the environment, you don't receive your own spiritual vessels. I accept myself and fall on the whole group as much as I'm able to integrate in them, to help them, also to receive from them, also to give them in a mutual way. I try and scrutinize that connection, and as much as I can be integrated with everybody, we raise that as man. Only on that we receive the reforming light. We receive it like this too, but also in a minute way. Because we're not integrated from each other.
So I make contact with the upper one in order to serve and integrate with the group. Let's say now we're studying the Zohar.
Let's say you don't understand this language. So maybe you need the language of the Torah. What does the Torah talk about? You want to integrate as one man in one heart? You want to be in Arvut? You want to be in the love of friends? If you are drawn to that, you will receive the reforming light. Just say it in other words.
I think I understand what you're explaining.
That's the condition. You want to receive the reforming light. You have to do this action first, because the light doesn't show up. Only as a result on that action.
If I don't demand for strength, forced to do this action, the light doesn't come?
No.
Now, what we explain in the Zohar, the connection between Netzach, Hod, Yesod, what is it? Suddenly I noticed that I didn't have the group in my attempt where these things operate in me. And after you put in this concept of integration, it created in me this image of the group as you speak of now, but I couldn't put it inside of me.
So you can't connect with the text yet. What can I do to tell you what Netzach is or what Hod is and your relations to the group? You're going to start getting confused. You don't need that. That has to enter in a simple way. This like that, this like this. Like you enter a place there, you don't know anything, and you start knowing it more and more. Your brain starts changing. You start acquiring new things that you didn't understand before, and now you do understand. Not that you remember things from your past and you start knowing things, oh, where's this and where's that? Even do things that are completely there. You start getting used to things there. You start understanding them. And they become part of your new world. Spirituality is something new. It's a very, very new. And don't think you can receive it in your old vessels. Nothing of it. Sometimes you feel how your head is spinning and you receive something new. Intellect, feeling. So it's nothing compared to what you're really going to have. You understand? It's you need new vessels. Yes.
The recent days I heard you saying in one of our conventions that the group is advancing real fast now. And those who are not integrated and work with the group, they can find themselves out of here. And I really had this fear. Well, I really have to be in an effort how I truly integrate, am integrated in the group. And when we're reading the Zohar, there are such states, everything is fine, I'm with the group. So how to stick on to this effort of awe and fear that I have to be in this constant fear?
Well, do you think you're okay in reading the Zohar? From what fact? What, it lives in you? You feel that that's what's happening to you? So explain what a rainbow is. Tell me what the flower buds are, how they fall off, what happens with them. You feel how they grow. Okay, let's see.
No, I'm not talking about that.
So what?
If I make this effort, I'm already included with the group. This is what I feel.
No, what's the correct exertion? You don't even know what. If it's not the reforming light, it couldn't be. You never know you're in the right state. No, it can be something else. You want it to be like that. How do you know that you're on the correct path? Only if you have the necessity, that desire to integrate with the others, because that's the only place for your savior. Because otherwise you're lost. The waves come and take you away from the ship. And only the society can stop that.
It's clear that I don't know. It's clear to me that it is a lie.
But that feeling, that fear, has to be there. Fear. Yeah. If not, that's a problem. Love comes from above. The fear we have to develop. Okay? Okay? So, we have time to sing.
Let's move on to the next part of the lesson, but let's sing a song first. יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם נשתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם נשתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך של החיים היא האור של
צלה את דרכה לשם, היא השיר.